Yeah, I love what you're saying, but how do we do it in the real world? What tips can you give, like from your experience? Because you've been through a lot, and it seems like you've been putting a lot of time and effort into this, right? And I think it seems like you're open now. You said before this podcast, you've been single for almost 10 years, and now you're in a relationship. So it seems like your journey, you have a lot to offer to other people in the same situation. So what can they do?
Well, I think first work on yourself, right? Like, you have to do work on yourself. And when I'm talking about work on yourself, not just your mental health, but also your physical health. Like, I see a lot of people who are not physically healthy in your body. So, like, get healthy in your body, your physical body first, because then you can actually think clearly. I truly believe that when you're not healthy in your body, when there's just some things we can't even see, we have to actually like really figure out what's up with our bodies and get really connected to our bodies so that we can think clearly. And then once we think clearly, we're able to like really see, okay, who am I? What do I want? What am I committed to? You know, and then you get to create, do the work on your mental health. Then eventually when your head and your heart are aligned, then you can actually be in a relationship. So first, you know, first of all, get healthy, like get obsessed with being healthy. I don't care. Like, instead of waiting for this guy to call you, go work out while you wait, you know, but people don't do that. While you go do some yoga instead of like sitting there and stalking them on Instagram, you know, like go do something that contributes to your physical health. And then, cause you can still sit with it. You can still be obsessed. You can still be, there are guys that I've been in love with for like 3 years. It takes me 3 years to get over, but it's still there. I think about him, let's be honest, I think about him almost every 10 minutes, right? It's always there, always there, always there. But just because it's there doesn't mean that I have to sit there and think about him, that I have to sit there and dwell about him, that I sit there and stalk his Instagram, sit there and like find him on Facebook, like, or think about where he's going. Like, no, like he can be there. He can sit there. It's just like meditation. That thought can sit there. That guy can sit there in my brain. But as he's sitting there in my brain, I'm on a date with another guy. You know, I'm going out and doing like hanging out with my girlfriends. I'm traveling. I'm doing a charity event. I'm like working on my career. I'm making money, whatever it is. Like, I'm still doing something that is contributing towards myself and the development of myself. So that, because the reason why I'm doing this is so that when I do find that guy, because for me, I already knew that my thing is I want to find my life partner, right? And the life partner that I want, I'm going to be that person that life partner is going to want.